pal, we're having a little debate at the minute about the test match. You're very keen to have a particular photo in the match day programme.
I'm very keen to have a particular photo in the match day programme. You didn't ask me for a photo. You sent a photo without my permission because you think it's funny and nobody else on the planet does.
What's the particular crux of the issue?
The crux of the issue is you've got an obsession of me appearing in high-vis jackets because when I've occasionally helped out on the gates, I have to wear a high-vis jacket, and you seem to think that that's incredibly funny and that's the photo that everyone ever remembers me being in.
Do you feel misrepresented?
Well, slightly, yes.
Why?
Because I don't work on the gates. I help out on the gates when they're short-staffed. So my job for the last however many years has been in the club shop where I've worn various pieces of Nottinghamshire Cricket Club apparel or shirt and tie. But there doesn't appear to be any of those photos in your extensive catalogue of photos of me.
I think if you look closely, you've got quite a bit of MKK on underneath the jacket.
It's not the point. It's not representative of the job I do or I'm doing for the programme. It's just your sick humour.
Nevertheless, you're going to be in 15,000 copies of the England India programme, and that must be a source of great pride.
I couldn't give two hoots, pal, because I won't be there to read it and I won't be there to look at it. You've just ruined everything.
So you've also resigned from Trent Bridge today?
I've done my last shift at Trent Bridge, I resigned from cricket, and I won't be appearing on the radio on Thursday.
How do you feel about that? Clearly you've made some drastic decisions. Do you think in the long term you'll reflect on this with pride and principle, or will it be tinged with regret and sadness?
No, I think I'm quite happy now because we can move on to the next stage and we can actually become good friends without you affecting my life in the way that you do. So I'm quite happy. It's, you know, a bit sad that I won't be there for the test match, but I'm very happy to move on.
Obviously, Trent Bridge will get over it. Highways might be a bit more of a struggle. Who's going to succeed you as on-field captain?
Well, I'm sure you've got a few ideas, mainly yourself. But you can obviously drag that down like you're dragging Trent Bridge down as well. So I'm sure you'll make a good job of that.
In other news, great to see Trent Bridge on the rise with so many ticket sales in the last 48 hours and usurping Middlesex now as the second most attended T20 venue in the country.
Well, we've got such a fantastic, successful marketing and commercial department who spend a huge amount of hours sending out emails amongst all the other non-essential cricket work that they get on with in the office. So, yeah, it's no wonder.
What are you going to do with all this free time you've got now you no longer work at Trent Bridge?
I'll probably put it to good use. I'll just spend more time in the garden, try and tidy the garden up. I might actually apply for a job at Notts County as a steward with a high-vis jacket. Just the irony of it all, really. So I'm not sure. I'll just see what comes up.
You've got a reasonable chance of success in that plan, given that you've got one of the prerequisites. You do own a fluorescent jacket.
Well, technically, I should be giving it back, really, now I've resigned, shouldn't I? So I think I'll be handing that back to Jamie Dickinson tomorrow morning.
Are you going to actually resign? Is there going to be any kind of creative method? Will it be a straight letter or an email? What's the intended method?
I've already resigned. I sent an email to you and Justin and it's been accepted by both of you. So as far as I'm concerned, I've gone.
You did promise everybody a buffet and I believe that's taking place on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I couldn't think of any other date. So next Wednesday, 12 o'clock in the squash bar. I don't think there's anything else happening. Drinks and nibbles on me.
Obviously, a quick word to those in hospital radio. They were expecting your company on Thursday and you've left an 18-stone hole in the programme.
Yeah, I won't be doing that either. I'm still a bit angry with you, so I'm withdrawn from that as well, just to teach you a lesson. And we'll be back in a few weeks.
How long do you think this principled stance of non-involvement in the things that you hold dear to life will last? And when will you come waltzing back in like you did through the gates at Derby?
Well, unless you recall all those programmes, I'm gone for good this time, so I won't be coming back.
Programme's already printed, pal.
Well, I'm not coming back then.
You're never coming back to Trent Bridge or Highways?
Well, I might come back to Highways because that's technically you're not in that club. That's something to do with Neil and Gareth, so that's nothing to do with you. You just happen to have usurped yourself way in, as usual. But no, I'm not coming back to Trent Bridge.
Obviously, as a non-permanent member of staff, you'll lose your memberships next year and your Notts County season tickets. Is that a source of regret?
Not really. No, I'm happy to provide money to Notts County, and I am a permanent member of staff, but I'm not bothered about season tickets. I'll just pay on the gate if I choose to come down.
Where can we follow you?
You can follow me at the Dole office, on my sofa, or in the garden, and at Big Paul Harrison on Facebook and on Twitter.
Just one more question. Obviously, there's a bit of pressure on FOP at the minute, and rumours it's going to become a barbecue restaurant as early as next week. How do you feel about this? Not a truly independent shop, but one with the independent spirit.
I've got no feelings towards FOP because they were our bitterest rivals, so I'm quite happy to hear that they're going to be a fast food restaurant or whatever they're going to be, and good riddance.
Maybe a chance for Selectivist to make a comeback?
Selectivist is still ongoing in the guise of Little Jimmy, and they will never make a comeback.
And just one more shout for someone that hates fluorescent orange so much, just tell the viewers what you're wearing.
Fluorescent orange.
Is that the real irony of this piece?
You would say so. The irony is that, as usual, you've got your own way and you've got all the laughs.
On the plus side, if you were to find yourself in an emergency cover situation, maybe manning a car park with the added aid of headlights, you would be highly visible and reflective.
I would be, but if a magazine of some repute asked for a photo of me for a piece that I'd written, similarly, you wouldn't send that photo in.
Where can people find a copy of this programme?
In the bins around Trent Bridge, I would imagine.